Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Biologists and amateur naturalists have been banding birds in North America for more than a century. The process involves capturing wild birds and placing a metal ring on their legs. The rings, or bands, are inscribed with information that allows anyone who comes in contact with the banded bird to notify the bander. All such activities are now permitted and coordinated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Bird Banding Lab in Patuxent, Maryland. Banding has revealed many remarkable aspects of the natural history of birds. For eons, people noticed that some types of birds were present in their areas for only part of a year and mysteriously vanished at times only to return months later. Banding clarified the enigma of migration and revealed that birds often travel thousands of miles to exotic locations. As an example, banding showed that Arctic terns make an annual round trip of 25,000 miles to and from their breeding grounds. We learned that some species fly south on one pathway and return north on another. Yellow warblers fly south across the Gulf of Mexico to Central America in the fall, but return in spring via an overland route. Birds that nest in a particular location often winter together in specific areas. Snow geese that breed in Alaska winter in California. Those that nest in Hudson Bay often come to Louisiana. Banding divulges the lifespan of birds and proves that some survived in the wild as long as 20 years, although most live for only a few years or less. Colored bands are used in some biological studies to determine basic life history, such as local movements, size of territory, and behavior. Banding data is used to study diseases, especially when birds are vectors or reservoir hosts, as in the case of West Nile virus. Sustainable hunting regulations for game birds are established with the aid of banding information. Of course, bird banding is of no value unless some bands are recovered. This happens when banded birds are recaptured by banders, shot by hunters, killed by collisions with windows or cell phone towers, or otherwise salvaged. If you come across a bird band, be sure to report it. We can't know too much about feathered miracles.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway. I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Jazz with Bob Bramlow.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.